you would open your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. Next week, we're going to get back to 1 John. We've taken a long break, Thanksgiving and Christmas, but the day after Christmas, I thought we can have one more Christmas message, one more focusing on the birth of Christ. So we're going to look in Luke chapter 2 and look at five responses to Jesus, five ways that people responded to Jesus, and we want to look at our own lives and see how are we responding to Jesus Christ. Now, ultimately, there is only one thing that matters in our lives. Only one thing, and that's how we respond to Jesus Christ. Because we may live, Lord willing, if we have good health, we may live 80 or 90 years on earth. Maybe 100 years. But then after that, the Bible says it's appointed a man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So after that, we live one time. And after that, we go to one of two places. We go to heaven or we go to hell. And we're going to spend eternity there, day after day, year after year, century after century. After 10 billion years, I mean, we're no closer to the end than when we started, right? Because there is no end. We can't even fathom that. But we're there forever, eternity. So the only thing that really matters for this 80 or 90 years is what we do with Jesus Christ, because He is the only way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Jesus said that. I'm the Alpha, the Omega. That's the first and the last letter of the alphabet in the Greek alphabet. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's saying, I'm everything. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Imagine a man getting up and saying that I'm everything. If you enter in me, you're going to be saved. I mean, if I would say that, you would say, man, that guy is a lunatic. If I really believe it, or I'm a liar, right? Well, was Jesus a lunatic or was he a liar? The only other choice is that he's what he said he was. He's Lord. What do we do with Jesus? And that's the question that we have to answer. And that's the only question that really, truly matters in this life. What do we do with Jesus Christ? Today we want to look at five different people or people groups and how they reacted to Jesus when he came to earth 2,000 years ago when he was born a babe in a manger. How did they react? What's their response? So if you'd please stand, we're going to read in Luke chapter 2. And this is the only book that we're reading from today that's God-inspired. It's the only book that every word in it is true. It's the only book that we can look at and totally trust. That's why we preach out of it. That's why we teach out of it. That's why we read in it. Because we can trust every single word of this to be 100% true. So when we learn what this has for us to say and what for us to do, we can follow it. We can trust it. Luke chapter 2, we'll just read verses 10 and 11 this morning. Luke chapter 2, 10 and 11. The Bible says, And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent a Savior 2,000 years ago that was born to us, to all people, that through Him we can have joy, we can have peace, we can have good tidings. Lord, I just thank you for that gift of your salvation sent through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask that you would guide the message this morning, make sure it is faithful to your word, and allow us all to listen and hear and to really contemplate where we're at in our life in relation to you and your Son. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So how do you respond to Jesus? And I want you to think of your own life. How are you responding? What difference does He make in your life? What's your attitude towards Him? How are you responding to Jesus Christ? The first man I want to look at is King Herod. But we're going to look at five different people that were around when Jesus was born. Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 2. So the first book of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 2. King Herod. He was the king of that portion of Israel under the Caesar. There was Caesar Augustus, but then he had like governors of everything. They called him kings. He was the king of the Jews, is what Julius Caesar called him. And he loved that title, King Herod did. He was the king of the Jews, he thought. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that's born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. So when he heard that there was a king, when that Christ was born in Bethlehem, what was Herod's reaction? He was troubled. Right? He was king. No one else is king. I'm the king of the Jews. There's no other king. I'm king, is what he thought, right? He was troubled at this. He didn't like that news that there was a king of the Jews that was born. So he hatched a plan. He started scheming. And we'll read about this. Verse 4, he gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together. And he demanded of them, where should Christ be born? And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And they quoted Micah 5, verse 2, which says, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, he inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go, search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. So his plan was he was going to look like he wanted to worship Christ, right? From the outside, he looked like a worshiper of Jesus, a follower of Jesus. He said, bring me word again so I can come and fall down and worship him also. That was his plan. He talked like a Christian, tried to act like a Christian, but inside he was rebelling against Christ. There was no other king but him. Jesus was not going to be his king, despite what it looked like on the outside. We'll skip over to verse 16. Because the wise men came, they found Jesus, and instead of going back and telling Herod where he was, God warned them to not tell him because he's just going to try to kill him. And we see in verse 16 what Herod's real plan was. Then Herod, this king of the Jews, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, he was exceedingly wroth. And he sent forth and slew all the children which were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. So he went and killed everybody 2 years old and younger in Bethlehem and the surrounding areas. God had sent Jesus down to Egypt at this time, so he would escape that. God was one step ahead of Satan in his plan to get rid of the Messiah. And Satan was using King Herod, but King Herod hated Jesus. How did he respond when Christ came? He said, how dare he say that Jesus, you know, is God? How dare this be the king of the Jews? Jesus is not my king. He wanted to kill him. And that's the response of a lot of people today. It could be the response of some of you here. I mean, you could look like a Christian, you could act like a Christian, or you could not even act like a Christian. No, but you could hate Jesus. He cannot be your king. He's not going to rule your life. He's not the Lord of your life. I am. That's a response to Jesus, is it not? That's the response King Herod had. I mean, Jesus said things like this. He said, I am from above. Ye are of this world.